Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today, we're talking about legibility, the fact that your brand now has to be readable by people and by machines. This is part two of a five-part series we're running on brands and AI. Here's a small thing you can do this afternoon. Open one of the AI assistants and ask it a question a customer of yours might ask. Something like, who should I talk to in Brisbane about a brand refresh and how do they differ? Watch what comes back. It won't hand you 10 blue links. It will hand you a short answer, a few names, a sentence on each, a reason to prefer one over another. And it will do all of that before you've clicked on a single website. Now ask where those sentences came from. The machine didn't meet anyone. It didn't sit in a first meeting or read the room. It read the pages. It pulled the claims off those pages, compared them, and turned them into an answer, which means your website has quietly picked up a second reader. For 25 years, its only job was to help a person understand you. That job hasn't gone anywhere. But a person is no longer the only one reading. A search system is reading the same words. An AI summary is reading them too. And both are answering questions about you to people who may never arrive at your front door. Here's the part that's easy to miss. The machine reads what you published. It does not read what you meant. The distinction the founder makes in every sales call, the one that explains why you're different, is only on the page if someone wrote it down. The instinct your best salesperson has, the way they steer a nervous client towards the right service, that lives in their head. The reason your tone is restrained rather than loud, the judgment behind what you chose to leave out, none of that travels on its own. A person meeting you can ask a follow-up question. A machine can't. It takes the words as they sit. And if the words are vague, the vagueness is what it learns. So the cost of being vague has gone up, and it now arrives faster. Clear, specific, structured language becomes source material, something a machine can retrieve and quote. A plain heading, a claim stated once and stated straight, a service described in the words a client would actually search for. That's the stuff that gets picked up and passed on. Airy, interchangeable copy becomes noise it skips over. Picture two versions of the same about page. One says, we're a passionate team delivering exceptional outcomes for a wide range of clients. The other says, we design brands and websites for professional services firms in Australia, usually law, accounting, and architecture, usually at the point they've outgrown the identity they started with. The first could belong to anyone, so a machine has nothing to hold and nothing to quote. The second is specific enough to retrieve, to compare, to put in front of exactly the person it describes. One is source material, the other is noise with good grammar. The fix isn't complicated and it isn't new. It's answering the basic questions plainly in words on the page. What do you actually do? Who is it for? What problem do you solve? What happens when someone works with you? The process, in order. What proof can you show that isn't just an adjective? What the next step is? And the one people forget, the words a happy client would use to describe you to a friend. If those words appear nowhere on your site, the machine has to guess. It will guess wrong, and it will guess wrong at scale. Now the obvious objection. This sounds like search engine optimization wearing a new hat. Keywords, tricks, writing for the crawler instead of the human. We'd push back on that firmly, because the machine and the person want the same thing. Both are trying to work out quickly whether you're the right call. The tricks, the stuffed keyword, the invisible text, the page written to flatter a crawler, those get found out by the machine and the person alike. What holds up is the unglamorous version. Say clearly what you do. Be specific about who it's for. Publish real proof, a named client, a real result, a piece of work you can point to. Write from experience, because experience is the one thing that can't be generated on demand. And it's exactly what a person and a machine are both scanning for. If you can't explain yourself clearly to a person, a machine won't magically get it. There's no version of this where you're illegible to humans and somehow legible to software. We made the case a couple of episodes back that a website should read like the first meeting with your best person. This is the same argument from the other side. The qualities that win a stranger in that first meeting, clear, prepared, specific, no waffle, are the same qualities a machine can actually read and repeat back. None of this is cause to panic, and it's certainly not a reason to hand your voice to a content generator and churn out pages the crawler might like. That's chasing the algorithm with tricks by another route, and it fails the same way. A machine can read 100 bland pages a second. It can also tell, near enough, when there's nothing underneath them. Here's the honest summary. The machines haven't changed what good looks like. vague, interchangeable copy was always a liability. It just used to fail slowly. A person would land on your homepage, feel nothing, and quietly leave, and you'd never know they'd been. Now the failure is quicker and more complete. A machine reads the same empty page, finds nothing worth quoting, and leaves you out of the answer altogether. The penalty for being vague hasn't been invented. It's just been sped up. So if you take one thing from today, take this. Go and read your own homepage as if you were a stranger and a machine at once. Ask whether a person could tell, in a single paragraph, what you do and who it's for. Then ask whether a machine, reading only those words, could describe you to someone else and get it right. If the answer to either is no, the work isn't more polished, and it isn't cleverer phrasing for the algorithm. It's saying the specific, true, slightly exposing thing. Plainly, out loud, on the page. That was part two of our five-part series on brands and AI. There's more to come. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.